It's a place of secrets, and they're the kind of secrets archaeologists love to uncover. Makauhi Cave is probably the richest fossil site in Hawaii, filled with clues about early Polynesians, extinct species, and ancient legends. Discoveries continue to be made at the cave, and visitors to Hawaii now have an opportunity to take part in an archaeological dig there. Lida Piggott-Burney is the manager of the Makauhi Cave Reserve, and she's on the phone. Good morning, Lida.
Good morning.
This is quite a place that a hole in the ground could teach us as much as it does, yeah?
Yes, it is. It's an incredible place. And you're correct. In some ways, it is just a hole in the ground. When we first discovered the site, no one had any idea that when we dug there, what secrets we would uncover.
Well, I remember the first descriptions of Mammoth Cave as being essentially just nothing more than that, right? You just don't know what you're going to find when you go inside the earth.
You don't. As my husband is very fond of saying, you know, we have to look beneath the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what we do. We dig, we take sediment cores, and we see what life was like before the present time, even before the time of Polynesian arrival.
Well, what are the geologic features that make this particular site distinctive? What does it offer that others don't?
Well, in terms of geologic features, it is the largest limestone cave complex in the Hawaiian Islands.
Uh-huh.
Now, when people come here from the mainland where there are lots of limestone caves, it doesn't appear that big. But limestone cave complexes are very unusual in this part of the Pacific. And that's a real boon for us because the limestone helps to preserve things in the sense that mostly archaeologists, paleontologists, when they go looking for a new site, they often we'll discover a site that's very rich in bone preservation,
mm-hmm.
or very rich in plant preservation. Seldom do you get one that has both, and that's because of the pH.
Of the lime itself, right?
Well, of whatever site that you have. Bones like nice alkaline conditions to be preserved.
Uh-huh.
Plant materials like acid conditions with the buffering of the limestone. In the volcanic area here, we have a neutral pH, so we have it all. It's what we refer to as the Goldilocks zone. It's just right.
And so what kind of things do you find? Lots of bones? What else?
We find lots of bones. The original project, we were interested in the fossil bones of the extinct birds.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hawaii didn't have any land mammals, well, except for the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole story was about these huge, giant, flightless ducks and geese. I'm talking flightless ducks and geese that weigh maybe 40, 50 pounds. So we were looking for the extinct bones of them to try to reconstruct what the animal life was like. We were also looking at plant material, at fossil pollen, fossil seeds, fossil wood, to try to reconstruct what the plant life was like. And like I say, we had both here. So therefore, we're able to really put the pieces of the puzzle together and to pretty much reconstruct what the ecology was like in Hawaii at the time of Polynesian arrival, and then how it's changed over time after Polynesian arrival, and then after European arrival, and even changing today.
Obviously wildly different today from what it was at the time of Polynesian arrival. And getting back to that 50-pound flightless bird, I would think that would be an enormously vulnerable creature as soon as any kind of predator showed up, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you think of this 50-pound flightless bird.
It's a dinner for eight.
Lived here for ages and has had no predators.
Yeah.
Polynesians arrive on their outrigger canoes, and these birds have never seen a predator before. They don't know to be afraid of it. It would have been instant luau, so to speak.
It would have been like having your dinner walk right up to you, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And we can't think bad things about the Polynesians for cooking and eating them. I mean, this is the story of human arrival. No
everywhere.
Matter where it is, whether it's North America or Hawaii,
sure.
or islands in the Indian Ocean, that is the story. Humans arrive, things go extinct.
And they bring invasives with them.
Absolutely, absolutely. Either intentional invasives or unintentional invasives. I mean, think what these islands would have been like before the introduction of the rat.
Yeah.
By the Polynesian, or the introduction of the mosquitoes by the Europeans.
Yeah, thanks. No, I know. we have such an accidental ecosystem here now, don't we, with, you know, just depending on who arrived when and what they brought with them.
You know, I've never heard it put quite that way before. I think it's an accidental ecosystem, but I love it. May I steal that term from you?
Yeah, I've been, I doubt if it's original. Nothing of mine is, but you're welcome to it.
I like it. It's very appropriate.
Well, I mean, you could describe history as a series of accidents anyway, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So unraveling those is kind of the archaeologist's task. And just, you often work, what fascinates me about your work is you often work from such minimal clues.
We do work with minimal clues, but we have a huge team. We have the archaeologist on the team. We have the paleoecologist. That's what my husband and I both are, paleoecologists. Uh-huh. In other words, we study prehistoric ecology. We have land snail experts. We actually now have a fossil entomologist, a paleoentomologist.
Wow.
So he's looking at what the insect life was like. So it's a term, it's a team of literally thousands of people. By the time you add all the scientists in and all of the volunteers and the school groups that help, the whole community organization.
Well, Lida, it's great to talk to you, and I think a lot of people would envy you having the opportunity to have such a fascinating occupation. Great talking to you this morning.
Okay, thank you.
Lida Piggott-Burney is the manager of the Makawahi Cave Reserve, and you can learn more about her and her work on our HPR website.
Was a cave on the mountain.